Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
Open source your blender to fight electronic waste. Berlin-based OpenFunk is tackling throwaway culture with a blender that's as easy to fix as to replace. By Jack McGovern. For Paul Anka, repair has always seemed like the obvious and only option. He grew up in Romania in the 1990s and fondly remembers his grandfather's workshop, a sort of hospital for saving inanimate objects from cars to toasters. Though the skateboards and toys they made together were probably more important to Anka in his youth, his appreciation for fixing things has stood the test of time. I guess it was just a normal mindset back then. When something broke, you tried to fix it, and nowadays, that's not the default, says Anka. Today, he is trying to restore his grandfather's way of thinking, one in which products are designed for longevity through his company, OpenFunk. It aims to change our relationship with hardware for good, to try to stem the fastest-growing domestic waste stream in the world, electronic waste. It's predicted that by 2030, the total amount of electronic waste will be double that of 2014. Electronic devices contain toxic substances that can leach into the environment, and given that most electronic waste is sent to developing nations with lax environmental regulations, it is the poorest societies who bear the brunt of this health burden. Similarly, mining for minerals used in electronics has been linked to environmental damage and human rights abuses, again, in poorer nations. The idea for OpenFunk was born in 2018, when Anka met his co-founder, design engineer Ken Rosten, during a circular economy event in Berlin. Aside from their shared interest in sustainable supply chains, they realized they had something else in common. Both of them had broken blenders that they found impossible to repair. Seeing a pattern, they dug deeper. We asked on a Facebook group for broken mixers from people, and we just got flooded with requests, says Anka. They went around Berlin collecting the damaged blenders, disassembled them, and determined why they weren't working. Those discoveries informed the design process behind OpenFunk's first product, the Remix Blender. The small box blender is almost like a puzzle with different pieces slotting together, just as easy to make as it is to take apart. One of the major differences between Remix and other blenders is that it is open source, meaning that anyone can find the blueprints for how to build one online. The rationale behind that is to make it as easy as possible for people to replace any part that might break. No matter how simple you make it for a layman to take their tools to a product, if they can't source a replacement part, the task becomes impossible. Using widely available parts is another important part of the design. The knob, for example, is standardized for music equipment, and it's possible to use your own glass jars from the supermarket with the blender, as long as the opening is the correct diameter. Instead of using glue to bind parts together, they opted for screws. Once you glue a product, you cannot disassemble it anymore, and it's just a waste of materials, says Anka. Even so, it's quite difficult to create the perfect product. The blades, for example, can only currently be sourced from China. In the future, Anka hopes that people around the globe will be able to find their parts locally, but where they're not available, he suggests 3D printing could be a solution. If a customer is on another continent, they could actually get a part manufactured and delivered locally, says Anka. OpenFunk is part of a growing movement for repairable electronics. Fairphone smartphones, Gerard Street's headphones, and MNT Reform's laptops are just a few examples. And the companies producing these products are currently onto something. A survey of EU consumers found that 77% of them would rather repair their goods than buy new ones. The right to repair movement has also been gaining some traction in recent years. In the EU, smartphone manufacturers will soon have to make spare parts available to consumers, and starting in 2026 or 2027, they will have to come up with designs that allow users to replace batteries themselves. A few regulatory hurdles remain, such as safety tests for heat resistance and food contact, but the first batch of Remix blenders is expected to ship this summer. We already have prototypes for future upgrades, says Anka. He uses the blades as an example. Right now, it's just a general blade, but you could imagine swapping them for blades that are designed to grind coffee, he says. Once things are modular, it's easy to switch. This article first appeared in the July-August 2023 edition of Wired UK. Thanks for listening to Wired. I'm Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.